T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, nice enough to take a few moments here, Ray, to help us put this in perspective. President, CEO of the Giants, Larry Bear with us. Larry, congratulations on a great season. Thanks for your time. What can you share with us about your emotions after this, the way this miraculous season ended last night?
Well, yeah, I know. Still processing a little bit. Thanks, Whitey. Hi, Ray. It was one of those things where, it's probably trite to say you knew it was going to come to this, but you knew it was going to come to this, right? It was going to be a down to the wire, and you know, one team has to go home, and the team that's going to go home had won either 109 games. I think the sour feeling will morph pretty quickly, more quickly than usual, to appreciation and gratitude for what the players did, which is just unbelievable this year. What Farhan and Scott, Gabe did, and the group. So I guess the feelings are, you know, the sting is still there, but I think it's also, just moving in the direction of, morphing into gratitude for what was accomplished.
Do you think, as a result of this season, not last night, but this season in general, that there will be an appetite among the owners to revisit the way they seed the postseason?
I think what's going to happen, I think sort of everything's on the table, and I can get into the CBA talks because I literally do not know where exactly it will go. But one thing that's been on the table, Ray, for different cycles here is how do you even do the postseason? And I personally think there, 10 teams is not a lock. So, as a going forward, right? Because we have these new collective bargaining agreement that will happen for the 2022 season, assuming one gets done. And my sense is that there could definitely be a receding, but there could also definitely be an expanded version that's been on the table. It was implemented last year. There were more playoff teams. Last year, granted, totally different kind of season with 60 games. So I think the short answer is yes, but it probably will be married to a different playoff structure as well.
Larry Bear with us, President, CEO of the Giants, the day after the season ended. Larry, do you think there will be among owners an appetite to re-see the way baseball currently sees the checked swing rule? Asking for a friend.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things on the table with that, too. It's not just, more along the line of, do you go to the automated system? I mean, that's been tested. That's being tested now in the minor leagues. So if you go to the automated system, I think there's pluses and minuses to it, in my personal opinion. So I'm not saying that that's something that, coming out of last night or coming out of a particular game, that there's like the Giants are jumping up and down saying they do that. But it can be frustrating when you have a call that was tough to, my understanding is Gabe Morales said publicly to reporters after the game that he didn't have that great a look at it, right? Or at least didn't have the benefit of a of a replay.
This is just a scheduling question. At what point do the baseball operations people sit down with the business people and figure out, A, what next year's budget is, and then from there, when do the baseball ops people sit down and figure out how they're going to spend that budget?
Well, I mean, now? pretty soon. I mean, I think it's sort of when you stop playing, I think there's a whole, there's this whole schedule. I remember back when we were, the Dodgers had asked permission, because the Dodgers and Giants are on our minds, right? The Dodgers had asked permission to bring Ned Blenny down to L.A. to be their general manager. And I think that was a year that we had been eliminated, and the Dodgers had been eliminated. So, they asked permission, and we granted them the ability to talk to him, and it kind of got dragged out. And I remember the World Series was still going, but we basically said, "Hey, look, we need to know if we have Ned or not. If you're going to hire Ned, because we're doing our planning right now while playoff World Series games are being played." So, I mean, it's not, when I say now, I'm being a little facetious. It's not like today, but I think that, you know, there's going to be some evaluations, obviously, but and meetings. But I think that, you know, honing in on what the budget is and honing in the approximate budget is and honing in on what the strategy for the off season is getting advanced more than years ago. And I think that so pretty soon, Ray. I mean, pretty soon. I think it's hard because that adjustment to the flipping the switch to, you know, 2022 after all the brain power that's gone into, you know, every game, including last night, is tough. But I think it'll happen, you know, and that's the nature of the cycle now.
Catching up with Larry Baer, President, CEO of the Giants. And Larry, we appreciate your time. Before we let you go, what can you tell us, what can you tell Giants fans about the Giant futures of Brandon Belt and, of course, Buster Posey?
Well, look, I mean, they've been both huge contributors to what we've done, who we are. They've, you know, 3 rings and 2 rings, respectively. And so it's just, you know, it's going to come down to what you guys are talking about is the planning pieces of this. We know they're, you know, Brandon Crawford is signed for 2 more years, and, you know, we had a magnificent year, and they were both part of that magnificent year, big parts of that magnificent year. I think that, you know, Farhan and Scott have got to figure out, you know, what kind of what the design is for going forward. I mean, I don't think, you know, get into obviously specific, you know, discussions about each of them. I think that we feel like the blend of one of the things that worked well this year was the blend of veterans and younger players and new players, and that worked really well. And there's a lot of leadership provided by the veterans, and that leadership is valuable. So, but of course, they're free agents. There's an option with Buster and Brandon Belt's a free agent. So it's not just, you know, what we might want to do. It's what they want to do as well.
Well, the future is bright, obviously, and we just, congratulations, Larry, I should say, congratulations on an unforgettable season, and thanks for helping us come to terms with the end of it, sir. Have a great weekend. We hope to talk to you again very soon.
Well, thanks. I just want to thanks Giants fans that are listening to you guys, because it's been a, you know, gratifying season all the way from, you know, having about 20% of the ballpark legally allowed to be full, where we got last night. So thanks a lot. How many days to pitchers and catchers? Has anybody calculated that?
You got that, Ray?
Thursday.
How many? What did you say?
Thursday.
He said Thursday.
You got work to do.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, thanks a lot, Whitey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.